In sound mind. A jet drags its noise across my side of town, trawling for something. Its shadow, a small black insect, crawls across house after house, up and over, over and over, a lithe little dark thought. I, too, have had a weaveling through my sunny sensibility bedeviled by a pest up there. Sky high, do you, as you go, know the feeling, you slough? Here, when you heft a sack of flour and watch it cough into the air, one brown moth is your knee-jerk reaction, finally, some honesty. A thought can worm and worm its own tangle of unseen tunnel in the mind for years before things begin to collapse, before a word is allowed out, flapping towards a lamp. Those dummies given the rotten meat up teeming with maggots assumed spontaneous generation. Now we know. Flies. Humming thing aloft in the air. Something descending to seed a swarm of drear. What even is the point or so what or what have you? Ruinous little voiceover. I drown it out however I can. Once I resorted to a colander, accidentally fluffed up a cloud as I sifted mealworms from flour. Are you, like me, uneasy with ruin? Do you feel a pity for the blue your jet plane rakes through, or for me, whose single edition sky is getting striped with white scrapes? Listen, I need to stop making up gods to talk to who can't hear me. Sorry for conjuring you too aloof, earmuffed, and far. I don't know how else to be authentic to my experience. Forgive me, my mind's circumscribed design of you, made quick in the shadow of a small, harmless darkness. Sometimes one bleak thought breeds in the mind. No one actually knows. I was shocked to learn why spot moths spiral towards artificial light. Perhaps they are making the same mistake as me, desiring just one moment to speak with what ruins them.